Hi, listeners. Pastor Bob here. Welcome back to the Men of Valor podcast. The verse today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. It states, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." A short time ago, I had a person call me and excitedly shared, "Bob, I lost my car keys." He said, "I didn't realize I lost them until I needed the car to go to work today. I looked everywhere for those keys. What am I supposed to do?" I said, "Well, let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you find them. Retrace your steps from today. When did you last have them?" He called later and said he still hadn't located them. So I called the car service company, and a guy comes over and gets the car open in about a minute. We quickly searched the car, and the keys weren't in it. However, shortly after we searched the car, the very loud car burglar alarm went off. When I asked the guy, "How do I shut this thing off?" he sarcastically said, "Well, find the keys." I suggested that maybe we could disconnect the battery, and as my friend went in to get the wrench, he discovered the car keys were in the garage right where he left them. Then the Holy Spirit started to show me so many things in regards to this. How many times in my life did I not realize that I wasn't walking with God until I needed him for something? It would be really rare for me not to know that my keys or my phone were missing, but did I treasure God's presence as important as those things? How long had I gone without him? Perhaps hours? Perhaps days? Perhaps weeks? Perhaps months? Oh my gosh, perhaps years. Then, just like my friend, when I had an emergency, I called someone like pastors that I knew were walking with the Lord. And I would tell them, "Pastors, I have an emergency in my life. I don't know what to do. I need to find and hear God. Help me. I'm desperate. What should I do?" And they would say, "Where did you last have him and hear from him? Retrace your steps." Then I would retrace my walk with him, and I would thankfully discover he was right where I left him. I would always see how I laid him down as I got distracted with the cares of the world and the different things in life. He lovingly, time and time again, opened my eyes, and I could again see by his grace and his mercy that he was always right where I left him. I could see how in my life he set off the alarm that could only be stopped by me finding him. I could see how I could no longer move without finding him. His love was the key that allowed me to move through life and travel on that narrow road through the narrow gate, because not only had he paved the road for me, but he paid all the tolls along the way for me. His love is the key that opens every door in our lives that we have closed. His love opens up the life of truth, a life of being kingdom-minded, and a life of hope and a future of traveling with him. What an amazing God we serve. Lord, you are just so good to us. Thank you for getting us the keys back that Adam gave away, and then opening the doors of heaven for your children to enter. We pray and honor you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you all. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.